The Republican frontrunner stepped off his private jet to a literal fanfare. Trump followed the national anthem, some fiery remarks by a black minister, and an introduction by a Hispanic state representative from Rockford.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Do we love Illinois? We love Illinois.
Trump talked about businesses leaving Illinois, but didn't mention the Japanese company shuttering its auto plant in Normal, Mitsubishi.
You have your industry moving out. Illinois is a big example of it. You know how badly things are doing. I mean, you are a great example if you really think about it. Your taxes are through the roof. Your companies are leaving you. You got nothing going. We have nothing going throughout the country, largely.
Trump did talk about another company, which announced last month it was moving jobs to Monterrey, Mexico from Indiana.
You saw what happened to Carrier Air Conditioner. 1,400 jobs. Bye-bye, you're gone. We're moving to Mexico.
Now, look. Trump mentioned the U.S. trade deficit and said he would fix it, but didn't say how, except to say he would make use of Wall Street lobbyists instead of diplomats to negotiate with other countries.
But to be a free trader, you need smart people on our side, too, negotiating. And we don't have those people. We're not using those people. We'll start, but we're not using those people.
While Trump pointed out the civility shown during last week's Republican debate, he included disparaging remarks about his remaining opponents, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, in his appearance. Trump criticized him for supporting NAFTA in Congress and for currently backing the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership deal. And Trump didn't limit his remarks to Republicans. While he had little to say about the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, there was plenty for what Trump called the radical liberals, who he accused of organizing the protests that eventually called for the cancellation of a Chicago rally Friday night. And there were protesters in Bloomington, a steady stream of them.
All right, get them out of here, please. Get them out. You can get them out. Thank you. Thank you. Get them out. Look at that person, that foolish person. All right, get them out of here. Get them out. Get them out. Send them back to Bernie. They took over the microphone. I'd get them out of here. Go ahead, get them out. You see where they place themselves? Right in front of the cameras. See that? That's all they care about. Disgusting. I'd get them out. Now.
Most of those who raised their voices in opposition during Trump's speech in Bloomington were ushered outside the hangar by either security officials hired by Trump or Bloomington or McLean County Sheriff's Police. In most cases, those kicked out continued their protesting once outside. I'm Willis Kern.